Blackstone presents The Macedonian by Walter John Williams. This book is read by Bronson Pinchot. Chapter 1. The room's design was unmistakably nautical. There was not a straight line in it, from the perfect arching curve over the stem windows to the immaculate grace of the inward-leaning bulwark. Even the Commodore's table was curved, its corners rounded, set up on swooping, flowingly carved legs. The gun ports were triced up. The three stern windows were open to reveal the green Jersey shore on the horizon, and wind sails were set up atop the open skylights. A fitful Atlantic breeze drifted through these apertures and provided a thankful relief against the New York early summer, occasionally stirring the stacks of papers set up on the Commodore's table, and cooling the sweat of the assembled captains in their blue and gold. They, defying the heat in their full dress coats and massive epaulettes, proceeded with the business at hand, for the business was serious, the court-martial of a brother officer for the loss of his command. The officer being judged was Captain Fabian Markham, of Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and late of the experiment brig, both man and brig famous for what had become known as Markham's Raid, a circumnavigation of the British Isles in which 40-odd enemy ships were set ablaze, famous also for the destruction of the enemy brig Teaser in a yardarm-to-yardarm fight the summer before, and famous as well for the subject at hand, the wreck of the brig on a main sandbank last autumn, with the loss of her first lieutenant, her pilot, and all but 23 of the 80-odd men who had been aboard. It was June of 1814, and the nation was at war. Assembling for the purposes of a court-martial the minimum number of 5 captains, each busy with his own wartime affairs, had taken months. During that time, the accused, Fabian Markham, had been fortunate not to have been removed entirely from duty. He'd spent the months in New London, under nominal arrest and unable to wear his sword, supervising the building of what, had the misfortune in Maine been avoided, would have certainly been his new command, the 22-gun ship-sloop Shark, due for completion by the first of the year. But the 5 captains had at length been assembled, and for the last hot, humid week had been toiling in the Commodore's cabin of the frigate President, praying for a cool breeze and sifting the evidence. The American service was small, and the accused captain knew most of the men who would decide his fate.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?